would it mean to be able to talk to angels? How would that change your life? Join us now on Angel Talk Tuesday as the psychic angel channelers Julie Geigel and Susan Schuler allow angels to speak directly through them, sharing messages from beyond. As you bathe in the vibrational frequency of the angels here, you will begin to open up to a stronger and clearer communication of your own. The purpose of this show is to help you awaken, expand, and remember the magnificent being that you are and the mission you came here to fulfill.
Welcome, welcome everyone. Our theme for the month is family, and today's topic is growing pains. This is Julie Geigel, International Psychic Medium, Trans Channeler for Archangel Metatron, and Awakened Healer. I offer psychic medium readings and spiritual counseling over the phone and in person in Eau Claire, Wisconsin. And I teach online spiritual classes at the Om Times Institute. You can find me over at juliegeigel.com and on Facebook at Psychic Medium Julie. Yes, yes, and we have just opened up our Lightworkers Mentorship Program Level 2 coming up November 30th. It's a four-month program, and we have a limited space available. And I just opened that up. Susan and I set the date, and voila, we are ready to roll with that. So if you are interested in that amazing Lightworkers Mentorship Program, it really has been exciting. Be sure to check that out on my website. You can get more information on that. All right, well, let's go ahead and dive right in. We've got Susan here with us today. Yay, she's back from her month-long vacation. Good morning, Susan. Oh, she must have herself muted already. All right, well, just know she's there with us, and she will be coming up in segment two to discuss the messages with us. All right, here we go. We're going to ring the tincture bells to clear out any lower vibration and create a pure sacred space for our trance channeling today. And I will have you take three deep breaths with me as we begin. Welcome. I am Metatron. We are thrilled and delighted to join you here this beautiful day after your solar eclipse. The energies are still quite strong, and we are excited to bring forth a beautiful healing for you this morning, allowing you to continue to expand, evolve, and ascend as this new energy, this next wave of vibration, supports you in all that you are and all that you desire to become. So take a moment with us now to allow this energy to rise higher, raising you up to whatever level you desire. We are always here to meet you where you are and to bring you into that which you desire. We never push. We never force. And our wish is never to overwhelm. So if you are feeling any of these emotions during this incredible energy explosion, ask your spiritual council, your ascended masters and angels to slow down. So we would like you to imagine a gauge within your mind, a gauge that you have full, total, and complete control over. And this gauge you can either turn up if you wish to experience more, or you can turn down if you are feeling overwhelmed or like things are going too fast, too much change may be occurring for you to be able to keep up with. Or you can simply fine-tune the gauge like a radio tuning in to your favorite station. Every morning, take the time to check in with yourself. And if this mental imagery is helpful for you, take a moment to fine-tune that gauge. Adjusting it to the perfect place for you. Allowing your transition to be seamless, easy, effortless. Dissolving any struggle, dissolving any challenges that are interfering with you stepping into and becoming one with your fullest potential. And we would like you now to look upward to the heavens with your eyes closed. This allows you to open up a portal of communication beyond that which you are able in your current state. It allows a deeper and stronger connection to all that you desire. It is a link, linking up to spirit, to God, to your council. And now feel that beautiful wave of energy moving down through your entire being, feeling love and joy, peace and harmony, and moving that energy down through the bottom of your feet into planet Earth, allowing all of the planet to receive this sacred, special healing, beautiful blessings of love, peace, and harmony for all. And we wish to make note of your family, the people that surround you. Some are there to support you with their love and their light, encouraging and allowing your continued expansion. Imagine anchoring them in your auric field, sending them gratitude for their connection to you, their energy is like a wave in the ocean, and you are like a surfer. Allow the wave to hold you and support you as you ride that wave into more of who you are. Breathing in to more, opening up to endless possibilities for your dreams, your potential. And now we would like to imagine anyone in your circle, your family, who is not supportive, who may be critical or condemning. Imagine their energy dissolving and dissipating. Imagine any cords that you have to them being released or healed. Whatever is in your highest good to experience. And as you release the need and desire to please and to stay connected at any cost, whatever needs to occur in that relationship will. Whether it is time for that relationship to end or to transform, do not worry which way it may blow. Trust and know that the people that are here to support you in this new consciousness will show up for you. And the people that are not supporting you in this new consciousness will take a step back and release you and allow you the freedom to fly. I am Metatron, and I have spoken here this day. This is Julie Geigel, channeling Archangel Metatron. You can find me over at juliegeigel.com. Coming up next is our beautiful discussion with Susan Schuler, and we will be taking calls at 1-202-570-7050.
Radio is here. Om Times Radio. IOM FM.
Change and growth are part of natural life and also part of your spiritual life. Everyone needs support and guidance, especially during life passages. Upgrade yourself with the Om Times Experts program. With Om Times Experts, you have access to the best intuitive coaches, spiritual teachers, counselors, astrologists, and oracles. Our team was carefully selected so you can trust. Find out more at experts.omtimes.com.
Do you need help with relationships, romance, or career? I'm a triple-tested, accurate, and ethical psychic medium and spiritual counselor. Simply click on my Call Me Now button at juliegeigel.com.
Mediumship readings offer much closure and healing. This is Susan Schuler. Let me connect you to your loved ones on the other side. Schedule an appointment at mediumsusan.com.
And we are the Psychic Angel Channelers from Angel Talk Tuesday, hosted every Tuesday at 10 a.m. Eastern on omtimesradio.com.
Hi, I'm Kelly Fox, host and astrologer of The Astrology Show. Each week, I'll give you access to the current transits, which are a valuable tool that provide astrological information to help unlock the potential each of us has. Understanding the stars can help steer us in the right direction to make better informed choices. So if you're wondering what's going to happen in your week ahead, be sure to tune in to The Astrology Show for guidance, Mondays at 9 p.m. Eastern Time.
Well, I finally did it. I opened a 401k.
What? Why? Just wait for the inheritance. We've definitely got a rich uncle somewhere. We're one call away from the winner's circle at the Derby, dinners with multiple forks, a vacation home in the country, using summer as a verb.
You don't actually think that, do you?
When it comes to financial stability, don't get left behind. Get tools and tips for saving at feedthepig.org. This message brought to you by the American Institute of CPAs and the Ad Council.
Welcome back. This is Julie Geigel with Angel Talk Tuesday and our lovely Susan Schuler.
Yes, I'm so excited to be back. Hi.
Hey. Yeah, Susan's been away for about a month now. Some travels. We'd love to hear about your travels, Susan.
Oh, goodness. My family's all in Western New York, so I was in Western New York a lot of the time, but I was also in Canada at a cottage right on Lake Erie. It was just so restful and lovely, and I was with my wonderful, wonderful family. I am one of those people who are absolutely and unequivocally blessed to have fabulous family in my life. I just feel like I'm so lucky. I walk away, and even coming home, you know how it's like you and I were talking before the show started about how it's always so nice to go, and then it's always so nice to come home, and that's how I feel right now.
Yeah.
I'm just excited to get back to it.
Yeah, there's something to be said for routine. I'm a very routine girl.
Yeah, absolutely. But go ahead.
Let's go ahead and dive into our discussion today with Metatron. We are talking about family. Our theme for this whole month has been family, and I know family is such an integral part of everybody's life. So it's just been a really beautiful month talking about family and children and the dynamics of siblings and parents. And it's just been really refreshing, especially for me. I mean, I come from a big family, and I've got my own family with my own children, and now moving into that next phase of being a grandparent. So just feeling so blessed in so many ways. But yes, sometimes things, you know, for 90% of the time, things are great, but I, like everybody else, I get that shitstorm of stuff that family will bring, especially August. This energy of August has been so incredibly intense. So what were your favorite highlights from Metatron? I know he did kind of do a lot with an activation today, but there was a lot of great stuff this morning.
I feel like the activation is what we need to really start talking about, first of all, because it's interesting. You know, sometimes I feel like I should know this, but I didn't know this. And honestly, going into the eclipse, I didn't really, stepping into that, realize what energy was going to be feeling like as we sort of approached it. And then after the fact, so it was a bit of a shocker for me, and I guess it shouldn't have been, but it was. So I love what he was talking about, allowing, like making the gauge. I'm a very visual person. So when he talked about that today, about making this gauge where it's like, okay, too much energy, not enough energy. You want to kind of get a balance. And then when he was talking about fine tuning it, probably just because of the way my brain is, I all of a sudden made it like 5.55 KISS, ooh, love FM.
I love that.
So that was kind of the way that I envisioned it. And I thought, what a clever way he walked us through that to allow us all to kind of make it like a personalized gauge so we can look at it. Because, I mean, all you have to do is go on Facebook these days and just realize there's everybody's either exhausted or they're wired or they're, you know, it's just been a crazy kind of roller coaster. So I definitely enjoyed the fact that he did that with talking about, you know, kind of making this gauge and allowing us to do that. But then he's also, when he was talking about releasing.
Susan, let me pause you there before you jump into another thought. You know, I just wanted to point out that the 555 is all about change. So mm-hmm. It's interesting that you chose 555. And as soon as you said, you know, the name of my station is 555, blah, 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 888 came in for me. And I'm like, hey, I've been seeing 808 almost every morning and every night. It's insane. And eights are all about abundance and prosperity. And
ooh,
you know,
I like that.
I know. I'm doing a manifesting class. So I know whenever I host that class, I always see eights everywhere on license plates. I mean, they just show up in the oddest places. But yeah, so when you're thinking about what are your digits, be sure to go online. You can Google those numbers and find out what they mean. And it doesn't have to be a sequence of three. It can be, 1, 2, 6 or, you know, just anything. But I really loved, wow, that was awesome. Susan, thanks for sharing that.
Oh, my pleasure. My pleasure. But when he was talking about like dissolving, like the energetic ties that kind of hold us together, and I think he was putting about you can dissolve it or you can cut it, you know, different things like that. We do deal with it's family, such a love hate thing.
yes.
And I it really is. And it's like, especially when you're dealing with like lack of support, it's just really challenging. And like the critical, I mean, when he was talking about, you know, releasing all the different things for people that are critical or condemning in our family. Now, I'm going to paraphrase a little bit about what he said here because I tried to get it down as much as I could. And he just said, the people who are here to support you will show up. Those who don't will step back and allow you to fly. And it's difficult, I think, for us because it forces us to kind of say, okay, this person may have served me for a time, but I need to kind of let them go. And I don't know about you, Julie, but I deal with this quite a bit in my readings with people saying, you know, I don't wish ill of them, but I can't cope with this anymore. And there's that guilt that sort of hangs over people when they know they need to release, but they can't or they don't want to. And I just feel like it was very good about the fact that he was talking about, you know, releasing it or healing it. You're either going to do one or the other. And sometimes we
Absolutely.
Can't heal it.
Absolutely. And yeah, the cord is a big thing because, I mean, you can transmute that cord, you can dissolve the cord, or you can, I think that's it, dissolve or transmute. Because like your parents are always going to be your parents. You're always going to have a cord to your parents. But you can transmute that energy and disconnect from them. You don't they don't have to be a part of your life if they're not supporting you or if you're not feeling like that engagement is beneficial for you. So those transmuting it and then allowing it to dissolve or stay connected but engaging, you know, those are things that we can choose to do. It's not, we're not forced to continue relationships with our family. We, you know, we really do hold that power. And I think oftentimes we forget that the power is all ours. And I do just want to mention, we have a couple minutes left and we are taking callers. We'd love to give you a free psychic reading this morning or a medium reading. Dial in at 1-202-570-7057. Right now we are taking live callers. Susan, that was fabulous.
You know, and on a personal note, it's interesting. My mom's getting older, and of course, I took all the 8mm films that are my family and pulled them into the DVDs or CDs a while ago, and we sat down and watched them. And it's so interesting when you're watching these old family movies, and it really does put things in a better perspective. It shows people at their vulnerable light, and it's disarming. To see your family members like that when they're little kids and things like that. And so I guess what I'm saying is, right now, if you are having a challenging time with your family, if you have old family films, I highly suggest going back and watching them. They're so healing, and it's lovely just to see what we were, because what we were becomes what we are.
Ooh, I like that. I like that. Yeah, that's a beautiful point. And I think that, I mean, my husband gets frustrated with me because he hasn't seen a picture in probably 10 years. And he's like, what do you do with all the photos? And I'm like, well, they're all in my phone. They're in my laptop. And he's like, but what does that do for anybody? And so, you know, I'm trying to figure out a system because time is getting away from me. Right. You know, how do you manage your photos and how do you make that a part of your life? So last year, I actually took the time and did kind of a photo montage. And then at Christmas, we sat down because I had it on, you know, a PowerPoint. We sat down and we watched it. And so now this past year, I've been a little bit more cognizant of making sure that we're taking photos and making sure everybody's in pictures and that it's not just all about the grandchild.
Right.
It's like those are memories that draw family together and help a family heal.
Absolutely. And you know, Julie, they also have those picture frames. I know my sister has several of these around her house that you put them in digitally and then the pictures shift. It's like it goes from one picture to the next picture to the next picture. So it's awesome. You could put like 500 or 600 pictures in there and they're constantly shuffling through in your picture frames.
You're kidding me.
No, and they rock. They're wonderful. I got my mom a big one. Yeah, they're really nice.
Yeah, like a big one. Yeah, like a picture on a wall. That would be awesome. Yeah, well, thank you for that tip. Yeah. That's great.
So that would make a great family Christmas gift.
Yeah, that actually would be a beautiful gift for my son, the one that's the daddy to my granddaughter. Because, yeah, I mean, I do. I think about all these photos and what do people do in this digital age now? How do you manage your photos? And I know Facebook kind of creates that, too, and you have an opportunity to buy that at the end of the year, which is a great idea because we do seem to be getting kind of lost. I mean, we're great at, you know, we have Instagram now and all these social media platforms to share our photos. But what about the hard copies? You know, there seems to be a bit of a lost art with some of that.
Right.
Yeah, absolutely. Right. Absolutely. Yeah, so this energy has just been so intense. And I know for myself, too, incredible healing and activation, especially for the light workers. What I was being shown this morning was some really beautiful energy coming through to help us ground and anchor peace on the planet.
Yay.
So coming up in our next segment will be Susan Schuler. She'll be doing an inspired discussion on our topic here this morning. Stay tuned for Angel Talk Tuesday.
The cutting edge of conscious radio, OM Times Radio, IOM FM. Host your show on IOM FM, the radio network of OM Times Media, one of the more recognized brand names in the conscious community, and is backed by the extensive marketing reach of OM Times. Hosting a show on IOM FM immediately connects you with our extensive, dedicated community.
Would you like to speak to an archangel? Hi, I'm Julie Geigel, Trans Channel for Archangel Metatron. Book your session now and get the clarity and insight you need to make this your best year yet.
Past life readings promote understanding about current life situations. This is psychic medium Susan Schuler. Let me help you gain insight. Book an appointment today at mediumsusan.com.
And we are the Psychic Angel Channelers from Angel Talk Tuesday, hosted every Tuesday at 10 a.m. Eastern on OMTimesRadio.com.
Aloha, my name is Jennifer O'Neill, and I'd like to invite you to come join me every Wednesday at 10 a.m. Hawaii Standard Time for my show, Spirit Chat. Spirit Chat focuses on simplifying the process of using the spiritual tools and gifts you were born with in a way that fits into your everyday life. I also teach different techniques that will help you learn how to navigate the spirit realm and empower you on your own spiritual journey. So join me this Wednesday as I guide you through the spirit world.
Today, my new dad and I shot off a rocket in the park.
Today, my new son and I failed to shoot off a rocket.
The rocket launched into the air.
And then crashed into the pond.
I'll never forget that day.
I'll never forget that day, even if I tried.
You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. Thousands of kids in foster care will take you just as you are. For more information on how you can adopt, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A public service announcement from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
Welcome back to Angel Talk Tuesday.
Go
this
right
is Susan. Okay, I'm like, do I go? This is Susan Schuler. We hope that you enjoyed Julie's beautiful channel from the Very Wise Metatron, as well as our previous discussion. Now, Julie, did you want me to keep going, or did we have a caller or something? I just want to make sure before I jump into this that I'm not jumping too full steam ahead.
Hold on, that's a great question. We do. We have a caller. We have Makisha from Los Angeles. So let's go ahead and take her. And then, Susan, you can jump into your discussion. Does that sound okay?
Perfect.
Hi, Makisha.
Hi. Hi, Julie. I had a private reading with you before, and I enjoyed your segment before you started taking the calls, but it was great. And want to say thank you guys for that because I needed that.
awesome. We love to hear that beautiful feedback. Thank you so much for sharing that, Makisha. Did you have any questions about your life today? We certainly would love to share with you any psychic insights we're getting.
Yes, anything that you can possibly pick up on. I'm definitely looking in, you know, as far as like career moves and as far as love and career, anything they can pick up on, I'm fine with it.
Okay. And Susan, did you want to start off?
Yeah. Are you currently in a relationship? Because when you talk about love, it feels flat to me. Do you understand that?
I'm not currently in any relationship.
Okay. Yeah. Because that makes sense to me. Because there's just like this flatness that feels like it's just sort of stuck right now. I have to say though, and the fact that my throat just needed to clear right now, that tells me that in some of your past relationships, you've not felt comfortable speaking your truth. Do you understand this?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I feel like this is something that really needs to be worked on for the next upcoming relationship, because you don't feel like somebody who's going to be alone to me. I do feel like there's a person that needs to be, that will be coming forward for you. But I just feel like while you wait for this person to step forward organically, you need to make sure that you're comfortable expressing yourself without the judgments. Because I do feel like you have a lot of judgments around yourself. Do you understand that?
Yes, I do.
Yeah. So that's – and it just feels like when I see your soul, it just feels so beautiful and light and pure. But I feel like sometimes you don't necessarily see that side of yourself. Do you understand that?
Yes. I do.
Yeah, so that's honestly where I'd put your focus right now. And anything that you can do to really tap into your soul at this time is going to help your future romantic relationship that I see coming down the road. because it's like you don't want to have repeat patterns. You know what I mean? You kind of want to nip that in the bud, and this is the time to do that.
Okay. And I just want to say, too, I just want to comment, too, Makisha, that from the romance deck comes the retreat card. So this is not the time for you to be focusing on romance at all. This is the time to kind of take a step away from that. And to what I am seeing, though, coming forward is more the life purpose. So right now is more of a focus on yourself, loving yourself. And also within that loving yourself and honoring who you are, figuring out what makes your passion intense, your fire, you will align with your life purpose. And it is in that where your soulmate, where that beautiful romantic connection comes from. Do you understand that?
Okay. Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. And
all
then
right.
You see career. So career, it's going to be coming soon as far as like work and job. So focus on that.
Right now, it's about discovering your own passion, what makes your soul sing. Yeah, and then as you do that, as you take the time to find your joy, to find your passion, that will naturally evolve from that space. Certainly, sometimes if you're in between jobs, you just need to pick up something until something better comes along. But I'm definitely seeing with this new energy and, you know, with all of these beautiful explosions and waves of new consciousness coming in, that there's some exciting things happening for you. I mean, you get the answered prayers card and the victory card. Your desire is coming to fruition. Keep up the good work. So, yeah, don't worry so much about what or when. Focus more on love, joy, peace, and harmony, and everything falls into place, and all that inspiration comes in and helps you take inspired action.
Okay. All right.
And one more thing, Julie. I also feel like when she's able to do all of that stuff, the person who steps forward is going to be more spiritually slanted. So it's going to be a very different type of a relationship and one that you need to experience at this point.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, okay. I see that too. Beautiful. Very beautiful. Well, thank you so much for calling in, Makisha. Thank you again for your love and support.
Of course. Thank you.
All righty. Bye-bye.
Bye.
And we always love to listen and hear from our audience, so be sure to call in if you have any questions of your own at 1-202-570-7057. We will also be taking callers during our fourth segment, but for now, I think we've got about 5 minutes left. Susan's going to chat about our topic.
Okay. And just so anybody knows, I'm just a professional psychic medium. I'm based in the LA area. I do readings for clients in person, on the phone, with Skype, all over the world. I also do frequent mediumship and psychic demonstrations around LA and New York. Had a couple just recently that were quite fun back when I was home in New York. My next big demonstration will be with the Arthur Findlay College tutor from the UK, Chris Drew, and that's Saturday, October 21st in Orange County. I will also be, if you folks will remember, Lori Walker was channeling with us for a while. She'll be joining us as well. And tickets for this, we're calling it the Power of Three, and it's an evening of mediumship. It's $35, and that can be purchased online at power.eventbrite.com. And Chris Drew is also going to be doing an event down in San Diego way with James Van Praagh a few days later, so I feel very blessed to be working with him. Now, as I mentioned to Julie before the show today, it's funny, I just didn't feel like I was supposed to channel. I felt more like we were supposed to chat, and I don't know if that's my jet lag talking and that's a cop-out on my part. But I thought, you know, the topic today, as I mentioned earlier, when we're talking about family relationships, and I'm sure Julie spoke about this in the earlier shows that I wasn't part of because I was out of the country, but attitude has such a huge impact in the way that we handle our family, in the way that we look at things. And Julie had put a quote in today's description. And Julie, I don't know if this is a quote of yours or if you've gotten this from someone else, that it's never about the story. It's about how the story makes you feel. And I'm going to say that again because I really want you all to hear that. It's never about the story. It's about how the story makes you feel. And I'm going to take that even a step further, and I'm going to say how you allow the story to make you feel. Because when I go back to saying like attitude, I mean, we totally have a choice on how we allow our family members to make us feel. And if we want to continue to sit in the holding pattern of perhaps the roles that they've given us and the roles that we've accepted, and for any of you who may have tried to change the family role that you have, when you do go about altering that, family members can revolt and it can get kind of ugly because they do expect us to be a certain way, just like we expect them to be a certain way. But I think there comes a time where it does sort of start to evolve and change and shift. And to like what Julie even said earlier with Metatron about like releasing the desire to please others. And where our family is concerned, I mean, we do become those little kids all over again. You know, Julie, do you understand? I mean, I'm sure you have experienced this in your own life where it's like with the roles, you know what I mean?
Absolutely, absolutely. And it just, I mean, that pleasing mechanism that we have of wanting to belong. Mm-hmm. And if you don't belong to your family, who do you belong to?
Exactly.
And if those people aren't supporting you, I mean, how do you fit in and how do you figure that out? So we just get so many attachments and they come from that inner child. That little girl, that little boy, just wanting to fit in and be part of the family. And yep. So, I mean, really our whole theme for this month is about calling in your soul family. And maybe yeah. that family of origin or the family that you've created with your children is part of that, and maybe they're not. Right. But to let go of those attachments and expectations and allow the people who are here to support you in the new consciousness to show up. Because if you don't, you will continue to spin your wheels and stay stuck playing small in an energy that doesn't serve you or the world.
Right. And you know, it's like I actually looked up the word family, you know, me being the English person. Well, you are too. I'm always looking for like the derivative of this word or whatever. And it's just said its root lies in the Latin word famulus, which means servant. So, I mean, if you think about your family as your servant or you're the servant to the family, sort of puts a totally different twist on it. And the one thing that we haven't talked about, and I don't know if this came up with some of your earlier discussions, is that I think sometimes the most challenging people in our lives are probably closest in our soul clusters. Because of the past life agreements that we have with them, that they're going to teach us certain things, you know? So it's not necessarily a bad thing that we have these challenging people in our lives because this is where we learn so much. And they are our servant and we're sort of their servant, you know? And it kind of
definitely puts
it in an interesting way.
Yes, absolutely. So, you know, there's an opportunity when you have challenges and struggle to see the lesson, you know, because people are our teachers. And when we can view our experiences as what is this, what's the lesson here? What did it come to teach me? Then we can take that and grow instead of fighting against it and resisting in frustration.
Yeah. Awesome.
You are listening to Angel Talk Tuesday. Coming up in our next segment, we will be taking a caller and continuing this beautiful discussion on family. Stay tuned.
Bringing a more conscious lifestyle to your world. Om Times Radio. IOM FM.
Are you a light worker? Would you like to become a light worker? Hi, I'm Julie Geigel, and I've
partnered with my co-host from Angel Talk Tuesday, the gifted and talented Susan Schuler, to bring you an exciting new online event.
As former public school educators, Julie and I are now spiritual teachers. We've teamed up together to offer an exciting new mentorship program to help spiritual seekers align with their gifts to serve humanity.
This is an ongoing program that runs in 4-month segments. Go to juliekeigel.com to watch a sneak preview and learn more.
Looking for inspiration?
Want to be inspired?
Not sure where to go?
Find Mark and Kim every Wednesdays at 3 p.m. Eastern on Inspired Living.
Topics will elevate consciousness and range from metaphysics to the human and social experience and all things spiritual.
Welcome to an inspired community that offers support, encouragement, and new ways of thinking. You are the inspired and the inspiration.
When is the best time to talk to your family about staying in touch during a disaster? When floodwaters reach your door? When wildfires are engulfing the edge of your neighborhood? Or an earthquake is destroying buildings? Or is the best time, perhaps, today? During a disaster, you may not be able to stay in touch with your family or friends as easily as you think. Go to ready.gov/communicate and make your emergency plan today. Don't wait. Communicate. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Welcome back. This is Julie Geigel and Susan Schuler here on Angel Talk Tuesday, bringing you beautiful messages from beyond. And we have another live caller, Rhonda from California. Good morning, Rhonda.
Hi, yes. Hello.
Welcome. Welcome to the show, Rhonda. Do you have a psychic or medium question here for us today, or any thoughts on our topic of family?
Well, I was listening to you ladies, and I think the whole learning lessons from your families and being the servants kind of explained a lot to me, because I've been frustrated with my own family, and I think that helped explain a lot. I was going to call and ask a couple of psychic questions, but I get a little, I guess, shy. So I felt the urge to call you ladies.
Well, we love hearing from our listeners and engaging directly with you. And we're just thrilled that you were brave enough to call in and say hello. Go ahead and share your psychic question with us. We're here to help you.
Well, I co-parent with my nephew with my sister, and she had two sons before him that passed on, and I was just wondering if him being the third, if he's actually reincarnated as one of the original two that were born.
I actually am a firm believer, and Susan can chime in on her perception as well, too, here. I'm a firm believer that energy is constant. So, yes, I'm actually seeing that energy came in the first time, and it wasn't a good environment for it. So it dissolved and came in a second time, and again, there was some circumstances that didn't support it to continue, and then came in a third time. So oftentimes when I see parents grieving for a miscarriage or a pregnancy that did not come to full term, it just seems like such a waste of energy when they have, you know, did conceive and had a full term pregnancy, because that energy is actually in that child. And so it's like they're grieving for something that they have, but they don't realize or understand the extent of the spirit world and how all of that works together in a beautiful harmony. So most definitely, Rhonda, that intuitive feeling that you're having is, you know, in my perception, in my mind, is very real. Thoughts, Susan?
Yeah, I absolutely agree. And in fact, it's interesting because your nephew, the thing that shows up for me a lot of times is, especially when I see a woman before she even gets pregnant, it's like you can see the little spirit people almost circling them. And it's like when there's miscarriage or something like that, it's like they just kind of go back into circle mode until it's time for them to go back into their earth form. Now, your nephew feels like an old little soul to me. And I do get the impression that he is in your sister's soul cluster, so to speak. And it also feels to me that very often he's the elder of the two. So when I say he's an old soul, I really feel like he's here to teach your sister so much. The two of you show more like on par with each other soul-wise, but your sister, I just feel like she's really going through a lot of learning lessons this time around. Do you understand that?
No, he does.
He just feels like an old little soul to me. Like I just feel like way beyond his years, you know? That's all I'm going to say on that.
Yeah, no, beautiful question, Rhonda, and thank you so much for calling in and sharing that with us. You have a great day.
Thanks for calling.
Thank you, ladies. You too.
You bet. Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right. I just wanted to take a minute to talk about something Susan brought up during our last segment. It's never about the story. It's about how the story makes you feel. And this is actually a spiritual philosophy that many spiritual teachers hold. And, you know, something that I happened upon about, I would say, 7 years ago, and it really just changed my whole life. And as Susan was talking, I actually was seeing another level, another layer. And it's that word make. It's never about the story. It's about how the story makes you feel. And one of the, another spiritual principle is that someone else never makes you feel a certain way. You always have a choice. And so when Susan was talking about that, I was actually being shown that our knee-jerk reaction is how we feel when we are stuck in that story. You know, we have that frustration or anger or irritation with that story. That's our knee-jerk reaction. That's our ego. But when we take a deep breath and step into our power, that's where we can take a hold of that situation or take a hold of that emotion and bring it back into our soul. And within our soul, we absolutely know that we have the power to feel any way that we want to feel, and that circumstances and situations outside of ourselves are not the driving force of our feelings and our emotions. They are for our ego. They are for our human self, but we are no longer functioning. We no longer have to function in that reality. So it is awareness that the story is there to teach us, and the teaching lies within becoming aware of the feeling that is arising as we think about the story or as the story is unfolding. And then we can step into our power and choose to come back to love, peace, and harmony within our soul, within our spirit. Any thoughts on that, Susan?
Yeah, that's brilliant. And to me, I agree with you when you're saying makes you feel, because nobody makes you feel anyway. And it is rather empowering when you come to that conclusion, because it's sort of like it puts the ball back in your court. And that's why I always love the word allow, how you allow that to happen. And I also want to take it like kind of what you were talking about there, but the roles that we accept, that's also saying, you know, I'm giving away my power. Whereas when you're saying I'm redefining it, it's like you're taking back your power. And I don't mean for this to be a power struggle, but we don't want to give away our power. It's like we have that beautiful innate, like what you're saying, the joy, the love, all of those beautiful things. We want to hang on to those. And I think when you look at the way that somebody else makes you feel, that's kind of going on fear. You know, and that's the opposite of the way that I want to come from, or that we want to come from as spiritual beings. You know, it's like we always want to come from.
Favorite mantras is, when it no longer matters, it is no longer matter.
And that's great.
So, I know. That was another life-changing statement. It was like, wow. I just had that run in my head for about a week. Because what happens when we're stuck in our story is that all of these things are mattering, you know. What other people are doing or saying matters so much to us that it is emotionally affecting us. Mm-hmm. And when it no longer matters, then that energy dissolves. It is the energy of it mattering that keeps us stuck in the loop. Mm-hmm. When it no longer matters, when we become aware that we are more than the story, and that we have the power to shift into love, peace, harmony, and joy, that energy of the story begins to dissolve and lose its power, the stranglehold over us. And
right.
It really is a beautiful mantra to help you shift, because it's not easy, and I've been walking this path for a while, and I'm human. I get stuck in my story. I get stuck in the pain. I get caught in the loop. But a lot of these beautiful mantras help bring us into the next level. Final thoughts, Susan?
No, this was a wonderful show. Thank you very much, Julie. This was fun.
Yeah, I love it. I love it. Always, Susan. Always a thrill to work with you. And thank you, everyone, for taking the time out of your day to join us here on Angel Talk Tuesday. Remember, archives are posted 24 hours after the live show airs on OhmTimesRadio.com. Don't forget to join us in the break room.